And now, Showtime's likable serial killer.
I don't know what made me the way I am, but whatever it was left a hollow place inside. People fake a lot of human interactions, but I feel like I fake them all, and I fake them very well. And that's my burden, I guess. But I don't blame my foster parents for that. Harry and Doris Morgan did a wonderful job raising me. But they're both dead now. I didn't kill them. Honest.
We usually think of serial murderers as, well, bad guys. But the Showtime series Dexter presents a very different kind of killer, a man who knows exactly who he is, what he needs to do, and how to rationalize it all. By day, Dexter works as a blood spatter specialist for the police forensics unit. By night, he satisfies his urge to kill, but he always follows the rules he learned from his foster father. He only kills people who deserve to die. Michael C. Hall stars as Dexter. He joins us now from the studios of NPR West. Nice to have you on the program today.
Nice to be here. Hi.
Hi, and if you would like to talk with Michael C. Hall about his character Dexter or about the show, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also comment on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. And Michael C. Hall, is Dexter a good guy who does bad things or a bad guy who does good things?
Well, that's a question that I think the show poses. It aspires to a moral ambiguity, I think, mm-hmm. and I'm reluctant to come down on one side or the other. I think the fun of the show is that it inspires that kind of questioning.
It must be quite a challenge for an actor, as you say. This is a person who does not experience human emotions, but fakes them. So you are not trying to act out true human emotions. You're trying to act out somebody with no human emotions, faking them.
Yeah, well, at least when we meet Dexter, he's someone who is convinced that it's all a simulation. And I suppose Dexter is an actor. So I don't know. It was a tricky proposition when I first considered it, to breathe some sense of authentic life into someone who claims to be without authentic mm-hmm. human emotion or without that capacity. But I think as an audience and I think as an actor, I'm skeptical about Dexter's claims. In that regard.
I was going to ask you about that because there seems to be some reason for skepticism.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're led to believe that, you know, he's taken unique responsibility for his darker impulses. That's one of the ways that we're given permission to identify with right. him or admire him.
The conscienceless killer with a conscience.
Yes, yes. So, you know, it's a thin line we walk. We want to see Dexter evolve and maybe start to experience himself in more human ways, and yet if he simply grows a heart, we're sort of dead in the water. Or
well, don't have him go to Oz. I would recommend that. But the central conceit of the show is that Dexter, the foster son, as he grows up, both he and his foster father recognize who he is and the kinds of things that he will be compelled to do.
Yes, his father, you know, is sort of outside the box in terms of his foster parenting style. He doesn't, when he discovers Dexter is killing animals in the neighborhood, he doesn't have him institutionalized, nor does he sort of entertain the possibility that he can be rehabilitated. He tells Dexter that he has no choice but to follow this path and succumb to his compulsion. The only choice, he tells Dexter, he has is to take responsibility for it and target people who deserve it. Mm-hmm. Harry, being a frustrated cop, is perhaps someone who is living out his own vigilante tendencies through his foster son.
And indeed, there's little doubt that Dexter is a vigilante.
Right. On paper, you certainly would define him that way. Dexter, I don't think, again, when we meet him, thinks of himself that way. He thinks he's found a way to avoid detection by following this code that happens to have him killing people who deserve it. However, he honors it and doesn't deviate from it. And the suggestion, implicitly at least, is that Dexter does have some sort of conscience or connection to the code beyond just the pragmatic.
Let's see if we can get some callers in on the conversation. Our guest again is Michael C. Hall, the star of the Showtime series Dexter. You may also remember him from 6 Feet Under. And let's go now to, this is Mickey. Mickey's with us from Oklahoma.
Hi, I was a big fan of 6 Feet Under and love Dexter also. I think 6 Feet Under had the best ending to a series ever. That being said, I wonder, after playing a mortician and now a serial killer, if maybe your next project might be a slapstick comedy.
No, it's a part of my mission statement on my resume that I'd be surrounded by dead bodies at all times. I definitely would like to do something like that. I mean, I think Dexter actually has a lot of really, truly comic elements, but I can't deny the atmosphere remains somewhat dark.
Hard not to be when the half the time, well, he's investigating murders half the time and committing them the other half.
Yeah. he's I've always, you know, David and Dexter are surrounded by dead bodies. Dexter's a bit more in the supply side of things.
I hadn't thought of this in the laugher curve, but you're right. Mickey, yeah. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's go now to, this is Cammy. Cammy's with us from Wichita in Kansas.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am wonderful. I just wanted to say, like the last caller, how much I love Six Feet Under and discovered Dexter just this year and have spent many nights catching up and I'm enjoying the new season. I also am a former foster care worker and was just curious for you, what is the most challenging part of playing this character?
I think honoring his inherent sociopathic characteristics while also navigating the waters of his emerging humanity, you know?
Yes.
It's tricky. I mean, like I said before, it can't be just about some sort of emotional epiphany that allows him to experience emotion in the way that we all think of emotion and being experienced. It's more about processing. It's more about a sort of mental process that he has that allows him to better simulate human behavior. But it's really gray. It's gray morally, and it's gray in terms of what I would like to look at the show when all is said and done, in spite of the fact that Dexter is evolving, and have there be room for the argument to be made that it's all been a pragmatic simulation on his part.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's incredible and amazing, and I thank you for being part of it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for watching.
And thanks for the call, Cammy. Yes. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
I need to ask you, obviously, you're in the middle of your second season at this
yeah.
point on Showtime. We were just talking about the headline today about the writer's strike in Hollywood. How might that affect Dexter?
Well, it could very well affect us in terms of when we're able to go back to work. Our schedule has had us starting with the shooting of the show late May, early June, the past 2 years. And if the strike doesn't conclude relatively soon, I don't think the writers will be able to get back in the room in time for us to do that again. So it's, it's already.
But it sounds as if season two is in the can.
Yes. We wrapped that up a few weeks ago.
Let's see if we get another caller on the line. Let's go to, this is Megan. Megan in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hi, Mr. Hall. I first wanted to tell you that your show is very special to me. Before my best friend passed away a couple months ago, he turned me on to it. So it's kind of a special connection there. And I wanted to commend you for such a compelling and such a hilarious performance that you give. I wanted to know if you did any research before accepting the role or during the filming on real serial killers to give you kind of a background to your character development and his personality.
Yeah, I read various transcripts of interviews with serial killers. I didn't meet any in person. I saw some documentaries about some.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a role like this ultimately does require an imaginative leap. I don't think it would hold up in court if you told the judge that you killed somebody for research. So, I went out some nights. I was living in New York at the time and picked somebody and endowed them with reprehensible characteristics and followed them around for a while to see how that would feel. But that was as far as I took it.
Particular in your research that stood out for you that you really used to kind of model any quirks or?
Well, I mean, I must say that Dexter, in terms of anything I encountered, remains sort of singular in as a character, as a serial killer. in terms of the responsibility he takes. However, most of these people do operate according to some sort of set of principles and some sort of code and some sort of ritualistic behavior. Mm-hmm.
That
and,
sense of lightness that which with Dexter regards his victims, he doesn't. They don't weigh on his conscience a great deal at all.
No.
Is that, do you think, typical?
I think it is. There are while remorselessness is certainly characteristic of most of these people, there are people who have expressed in one way or another or exhibited some sense of remorse or some sense of being under the weight of a compulsion that if mm-hmm. they had a choice, they would choose not to give over to.
Hmm.
But in a way, Dexter's victims are his confidants. I mean, they're the only people with whom he's able to be himself and reveal himself. And I think in different ways, he learns something from all of them and is able to reveal himself and experience himself in new ways when he's doing his thing. And it's tricky. It's twisted, I'll tell you.
Megan, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We're talking with Michael C. Hall, the star of the Showtime series Dexter. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get Ken on the line. Ken with us from St. Louis.
Yes, hello. I'm a first-time caller. I'm so happy I was able to get in. I really am opposed to this show.
Well, his or mine?
I don't want to come off as being anybody who's righteous or morally righteous in any way. I'm not a deeply religious person in any way, but I don't know if we can go around teaching others how to kill and whether we can justify who should die and who should not die. It somewhat reminds me of what the Nazis did in World War II, and it is really something that is, I feel it is depraved. It is so depraved in nature, and to see so many people calling in and agreeing with it, it says something about, you know, how it has connected to the American psyche that this is somehow justified. I've had several conversations with people who are close to me, and to get their insight on it. I'm an African American, and of course, I'm always judged by how I look. And and the fact that this guy is accepted by mainstream America, and I can walk down the street and people are fearful of the fact that I'm black. It's amazing to me. What does this say about us as a country when we can celebrate a show such as this? I just wanted to give this as my comment.
All right. Thanks very much for that, Ken. And to be fair, I think the listeners didn't say they agreed with it. I think they said they were interested in it or entertained by it, thought it was good drama. I'm not sure any of them is loading up their hypodermic needles.
That would be the same as sanctioning.
Well, at that point, that's where we go to Michael C. Hall. Are you glorifying violence here?
I don't think so. I think Dexter paints a picture. People are welcome to disagree or debate in whatever way they will. I do think a part of the appeal of the show is that we do, perhaps here in America more than other places, I don't know, have a sense collectively that the world is out of our control in ways that we haven't experienced before, and maybe there is some sort of seductive attraction to someone who is taking control of his corner of the world. And I think we all have a shadow side. I think we all have darkness in us. I think for me, the show does work somewhat on a metaphoric level. I don't think it's some sort of handbook for serial killing. I think we're presented with a character who has taken a unique responsibility for his darker impulses in spite of the fact that he is completely without the ability to deny them or sublimate them.
Let's see if we get Rebecca in. Rebecca is calling from Holland in Michigan.
Hi, Neil. Love your show.
Thank you.
Most of the time.
Okay.
I just wanted to say my husband and I love to watch Dexter, and one of our most favorite parts is to put the kids to bed and get on Showtime, and the opening credits are just kind of creepy and fun, and when Michael's putting the T-shirt over his head and he looks in the camera and the ham and the blood red orange. Who thought of that? That's really great.
I'm not sure. I think Clyde Phillips, one of the showrunners, along with some of the other creative powers that be on the show, came up with the concept of an intro that that welcomed you into the day-to-day of Dexter's world, but also welcomed you into an appreciation for the inherent violence of it. Mm. And Digital Kitchen, I believe, put together the visual. And they're actually, interestingly enough, I think the same outfit who put together the 6 Feet Under intro, which was also pretty remarkable.
One shot in that introductory sequence in particular. We've all seen a million men shave on television, usually touting the qualities of a Gillette or Foamy. This is the creepiest shaving I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, I actually, and a part of this was, I wanted Dexter to have sort of cultivated a somewhat disheveled appearance. He's very aware of the profile. He's avoiding fitting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that made sense. And I justified it to the producers saying, you know, the worst thing for Dexter is to draw his own blood. So he shaves with something that doesn't require him to shave close to the skin. And I don't know, maybe we see him learning a lesson in the intro because there is blood.
There's blood anyway. Rebecca, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
And Michael Hall, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. Good luck with Dexter.
Thanks so much.
Michael C. Hall is the star of the Showtime series Dexter, which is now in its second season. He joined us today from NPR West, our studios in Culver City, California. Dexter airs on Showtime Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.